Hey, listen. No, I mean it. Listen. Or he'll get really irritated. Back to Gruber.
I went home with a waitress.
The first gun I ever bought.
The way I always do.
The first gun I ever bought with my own money was a Remington 1100 semi-automatic 12-gauge shotgun. Yeah. First gun I ever bought. Loved it because I could hunt birds with it. I could hunt small game with it. I could put a barrel on it to slug hunt deer with it. And now Remington could be something that is put out to pasture and destroyed after the Connecticut Supreme Court allowed a lawsuit to be reinstated against the gun maker in connection to the tragedy at Sandy Hook, where 26 kids and teachers were killed by a madman who took an AR-15 Bushmaster from his mother's safe and went and slaughtered these people. And the lawsuit contends that the way it was marketed puts Remington in jeopardy because Remington owns Bushmaster. Edwin Walker here, program attorney with U.S. Law Shield. Edwin, welcome back.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So the contention here, and it's a very narrow decision, 4-3 ruling from the Connecticut Supreme Court, basically... they claim gun makers can be liable if they are recklessly negligent in marketing military-grade weapons to civilians. The New York Times added, in the lawsuit, the family seized upon the marketing for the AR-15 Bushmaster used in the 2012 attack, which invoked the violence of combat and used slogans like, consider your man card reissued. Now, when I read this, Edwin, I was shocked because you know what came to mind for me? Every single sports car ad I've ever seen in my life, cars going sideways, smoking tires, you know, racing around the world. And so what? If Chevy or Ford or Toyota or somebody have car accidents because they've been promoting their car in an unsafe and unethical manner, should they be held responsible and liable for every car accident that occurred thereafter? Your thoughts?
Yeah, actually, you know, your analogy is very apt. It's not off base at all. A lot of products are marketed, you know, in this extreme kind of way because it appeals to humanity's, you know, desire to engage in, you know, kind of edgy, you know, out there activity. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not condemning that at all. And, you know, where I think this case is really going, if the jury, now keep in mind, this is only sending it back to trial. So in theory, Remington could prevail at trial, certainly if they got a trial.
Well, they should, for a couple of reasons. I mean, hold on, because here, one of the lawyers for the plaintiffs said Remington may have never known Adam Lanza, but they had been courting him for years. Now, the problem with that is we all know that this guy stole the gun from his mother's safe and murdered her first and then went to the school where he killed the others, right? The problem is, with this argument, he stole a gun out of the safe. We don't have any idea that Adam Lanza ever saw any advertising for Bushmaster or any advertising for Remington or any advertising for any gun for that matter.
Yes, you're correct. And there's no connection. There's no privity between the two, you know, between the two entities. And that's why I'm saying that if a jury, you know, if a jury follows the law, they will not be able to find Remington liable. However, this is exactly, you know, this is a page directly from the anti-gun folks playbook, is they know that, you know, of course, people being murdered, and in this case in particular, children being murdered, is a very powerful, evocative, you know, emotionally evocative image. And even though every single jury that decides civil cases, that decides criminal cases, they are specifically told by the court that they are not to let their emotions dictate their decisions. They are supposed to follow the law. We all know, you know, as trial lawyers, that they don't do that. They do follow their emotions.
Well, true. And we know, here's the other thing we know about this, Edwin, is that this case was thrown out once, right? It's being redirected back to the state court for adjudication. So it's going to go to a jury trial, like you said. But here's the point that I'm going to make here. The judge in this case already threw this case out, said it has no merit. You can't sue here because you have federal law protecting gun manufacturers from this kind of frivolous lawsuit. And so what happens is this judge, if he does his job or she does their job properly, they will instruct the jury on the law. And you can't just, you know, rule because kids got killed. You have to rule within the parameters of the law. I would hope that would happen.
Yeah, guaranteed that will happen. But the anti-gun folks are going, they're depending upon people's emotions to say, well, you know, Remington knew what they were, you know, Remington has deep pockets. Somebody needs to be responsible. And that's, you know, one of
Remington's
core,
bankrupt.
Well, one of the core misdirections in all the anti-gun, every anti-gun movement in this country is that they always want to direct responsibility away from the one individual who absolutely is 100% responsible, the shooter. They want to blame everything else, the firearm, the gun, you know, the firearm manufacturer, because that meets their political agenda. And what's important in this case, of course, to remember is that if there was an individual who engaged in a mass shooting and who was still alive and who actually, you know, had testified or made a statement, you know, I chose a Bushmaster rather than an MP because I really like their ads, you know, that's the type of argument they're making. But here, there is no, you know, that doesn't take place. You're absolutely right. Adam Lanza kills his mother with, I believe, a Savage Arms 22. So why aren't they going after Savage Arms to say, hey, you facilitated this by, you know, you know, because he used your gun to kill the mother, that he then grabbed her AR, which just happened to be a Bushmaster. Like I said, it could have been an, you know, could have been a
Colt. That's correct.
It could have been an MP.
Well, there's 100 different manufacturers of ARs, as you aptly point out. Edwin Walker here, program attorney with U.S. Law Shield. The problem being here, if you're relying on advertising and the misuse of a product because of advertising, again, the thing that comes easily to mind are car manufacturers who show all sorts of things. And it says, you know, don't try this at home or whatever. It, done on a closed track nonsense. It doesn't matter. If you're going to hold people responsible for the misuse of a product based on advertising, okay, and you show people, you know, smiling and having a good time and drinking beer and sipping whiskey, are we going to, you know, hold those companies at fault for anything that goes wrong when people drink? I mean, it's so simple. It's stupid.
Yes, you're exactly right. I mean, just to tag off of your automobile analogy, here in Houston, where I'm located, there's been a real problem that's developed with street racing. And in fact, over the weekend, there were several people who were killed in accidents directly related to street racing. And, you know, your analogy is actually more correct with regard to this issue than it is with the gun issue. Because, you know, auto manufacturers do say, you know, buy our car, it's faster. And in fact, that's one of the prime selling points.
Yeah, talk about getting your man card back.
Buy our car because it goes 0 to 60 in, you know, 3.9 seconds, as opposed to the other guys who only goes 4.5 seconds.
You got it, Edwin. We got to leave it right there. Edwin Walker, program attorney, U.S. Law Shield. Always a great conversation, and good to have you here, as always, my friend.
Thanks, sir.
There you have it. Coming up today on the program, it'll be the sexiest job of the week. And you can start building Michigan's future and yours with MichiganConstruction.com. Right now, there are great companies with great jobs looking for people just like you. Pay can reach $30, $35 an hour, potentially more, depending on experience. And there are starting jobs as well. Lots of great things. Go to SteveGruber.com, click on MichiganConstruction.com, and get rolling. And don't forget, coming up in just a few minutes, the sexiest job of the week. You don't want to miss that, now do you? We'll be right back.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
Hey parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades.
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.